Knock it on. Want some, get some. Can I get a hell yeah? Yeah.
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates, because of course they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. You're a pirate.
There is a first down.
Because when you're at East Carolina, you go for it every time. When you don't coach at East Carolina, you don't come to East Carolina, you don't play at East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it.
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
Whoever fell off, I can promise you that.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for pirates.
All right, welcome into TSO On Deck as we're getting you ready for the Keith LeClair Classic this weekend in Greenville. And back with the show, ECU Baseball Royalty, the daughter of Keith LeClair, Audrey LeClair. How are you? Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Wanted to have you on. Obviously, a big weekend in Greenville every year. And I'm just going to start out of the gate. What does it mean for you to be back in Greenville? We'll be talking about that later, but also to come back for the Keith LeClair Classic each year.
I love it. I have always considered Greenville my home. Even after we moved away, it was always Greenville was our hometown. So I love Greenville. I love the people and I love the area. And getting to come back every year is just special. It's a special time to remember, reflect, and just kind of get to show our appreciation for everyone here as well.
No doubt. And when fans hear their name, Keith LeClair, what do you hope they remember about your dad?
I just hope that they remember that he was a Christ follower, that he really wanted to create men, and that wins and losses didn't matter as much as, you know, getting his teams to be the best that they could be in life, on and off the field.
So I know that you were little when your dad was coaching East Carolina, but can you talk about your memories of East Carolina, maybe your being at practices or being there with your dad when he was coaching? What was that like?
Yeah, it was fun. We actually, back when they had the old stadium, we had a sandbox underneath the old aluminum bleachers. So we would often be playing under the bleachers in the sandbox during games. But it was just special. It was routine for us. We didn't know any different. That was life. And I truly grew up loving the baseball field. So,
no doubt. I know you were young, so it's really hard to say, but did you at the time realize how much your dad meant to the program?
No.
I mean, I know now you probably do, but back then I know you were so little.
Yeah, no. To us, he was just dad, and it was kind of just what he did. That was his job. But he never let his job kind of overpower how he was as a dad. Even late night road games, he'd still come in, say goodnight to us when they got back. So not at the time did I understand how much he meant. So
obviously, most people watching this show and listening to the podcast will know about your dad's journey, but how did your dad's journey with ALS help shape you, like now with your journey with medicine?
I often say that had I not gone through what I did and watching him have ALS, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. It just gave me a passion to help others, to serve, to give back to communities. He had an excellent care team of physicians. Dr. Rick Figler was a huge one. And I just say that definitely shaped me in my career as well.
And what lessons did you learn from watching your dad fight ALS that would help you now for the rounds, like all the stuff you're doing in the ED?
I think one for sure would be that even on my worst day, someone else could be having an even worse day. So just really that positive mindset, the perseverance, the never giving up, the really kind of putting others before yourself definitely has carried me. And then, of course, his quote that a lot of people know, if you're going to put your name on something, it better be your best work. So just going to work with that attitude every day.
No doubt. So how cool, you were talking about earlier, very early in the interview, about this is like a hometown for you. So how cool is it that, you know, obviously you guys moved away, then you went to med school. Now you're doing your residency at ECU Health Medical Center, which I'm really happy about, because I know you get a chance to serve your hometown community.
It was a dream come true. I actually couldn't believe it. On match day, goodness, coming up on 2 years, a long time. It feels like, but it was an absolute dream come true. I couldn't have asked for a better place to be. I love this place. It was always kind of one of my dreams to be able to come back and really just give back to the community. They gave so much to me and my family. And I just really had always wanted to do that. And so it's just been an absolute blessing to actually live out that dream.
No doubt. So I wanted to ask you, do you see parallel? You're obviously the daughter of a coach. Do you see parallels between coaching and working in an ED?
I don't know. A lot of multitasking.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely a team-based sport. I couldn't do it without my team. So there probably are parallels between what I do and being a coach, for sure.
A lot of certainly a lot of pressure like your dad faced and now you're facing in the ED. You guys have a special place in heaven for what you guys do with the ED. And that's not only at, here at ECU Health, but also across wherever you are around the world. If you work in an emergency department, God bless you for sure. Also wanted to talk about the legacy of your dad and the classic. What goes through your mind when you're walking in? I just can't imagine. I love the stadium. I was a college kid in the early to mid 90s when there was Harrington Field. And it's nothing like, as you probably remember, it's nothing like Clark LeClaire. Yeah. But what is it like now walking in and you walk in and it has your dad's name on it?
It's amazing. It was never his idea or his plan. But we are so grateful for it. And it's honestly surreal. I love the stadium. I love being there. And I'm so grateful that they would even think to do that. It means a lot. And then even what Coach Godwin now has built and he's doing and creating his own legacy, it's just awesome to see it unfold.
Let's talk about that with Coach. Obviously, I think the world of Coach Godwin, personally and professionally, he's one heck of a man. How cool is it to have a former player of your dad's? I think I can't remember. He's one of the first guys, I think, that your dad had recruited. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? No, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it like to have Coach Cliff Godwin being one of the first recruits for your dad now coaching the team?
It's awesome. It's incredible. I don't know that there's a better person that could be leading this program and this team right now. I know that our family is so proud of him, and I don't know that there is a better coach than him. We all think that he's incredible. He's creating men. He's doing things that are just awesome. So very, very happy that he is leading the charge.
I know that you're working really hard in your residency. I know you're a huge baseball fan. We've been talking to you, I think, for like Sunday will be 8 years that we've been doing the show, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think we've been talking to you since 2019, a long, long time, the time of the show, but how much do you get a chance to follow the program and watch? Because I know you've got a lot on you right now working in the ED.
Yeah, it's definitely had to be a transition over the past few years, but every off day and they're playing at home, I try to get over there for at least a little bit. watch the games when I can, always checking the score, even at work, just quickly. So follow it pretty closely. My mom and brother do too. So even if I'm at work, they're sending me short text and they're like, all right, this is the score. This is what happened. So definitely closely.
No, I know you're doing the best you can, certainly. And a sidebar, how much longer do you have with your residency? I hope we can keep you at ECU Health.
I think a little over a year now. So I'm in my second year, and it's 3 years total. So,
well, time is flying, but that's good for you. That's good for you for sure. I wanted to ask you, obviously, your dad means so much, and obviously with the uniforms having 23 on them, everybody's wearing 23. What do you want the current ECU players to know about your dad?
Just that he made blue-collar players believe that they could do anything, that they just had to work hard. And if they worked hard and believed in themselves, that they could achieve absolutely anything. And to be patient. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So,
yes, after last weekend, I've been telling the fans, a lot of people texting me, calling me, I know that Coach Godwin talks about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Really proud of the way they bounced back on Saturday in Durham against North Carolina. What would you think? I know this is a difficult question to ask you, but what do you think your dad would think about all the fuss and, you know, the legacy he left behind? It's really hard to believe that it feels like Coach was coaching the team for many, many years. I think it was 5 or 6 seasons. But what do you think he would think about this right now?
Oh, he'd be so proud. So proud. I mean, what they've done. Sometimes I don't think people realize the consistency that they have had over the years. And I don't know that there's another team out there that has been consistent year after year after year. And, you know, they are staying on track, and good things come to the people who work hard. So things will fall into place when they're meant to.
That's correct. And I thought you were going to say good things come to those that are people that wait, but we're definitely going to. As far as Omaha, you've been there a couple times, I know, off the top of my head, at least twice, two times, right?
Yes.
Or have you been more?
Twice.
For those of us that are, you know, like, I'm trying to hoard every vacation day I can because I know that day is going to come. We have one, Josh Thomas, who watches and listens to the show, a super fan of Pirate Baseball, actually has an agreement with a guy in Omaha for Airbnb. And he cancels it like a week before if we don't make it. But what can you tell Pirate fans? I know, is it Rocco's, the place where they have Jello shots? I have so many people that told me they're going to spend a lot of money just to buy Jello shots for everybody. So we'll have the record. And I said, why don't we think you have to worry about that with Pirate Nation?
Right. I love the city. The zoo is always a fun time. We always make time for the zoo. Stella's Burgers is a really good place. You have to drive out a little bit. It's a little bit of a drive. Coach George Whitfield loves Boys Town there. So one of the years that I went with him, he took me and everybody else that was out there with us to Boys Town to kind of check it out. So there's definitely things to do. It is the mecca of college baseball. So one of these days, the next time I go, we'll be when ECU goes. So
that sounds good. And we can officially say you'll be done with all the residency stuff and all that, I'm sure. Certainly as far as your dad, how is your mom and brother doing? I was going to ask you earlier in the show.
They are good. Everybody should be here this weekend. So JD actually has a 1-year-old now, Ivy.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you Aunt Audrey or
Auntie? I am. I'm Aunt Odd. So everybody should be coming this weekend. It should be a good time. So it's kind of weird now that I live here. They come to visit me. We don't all travel together, but we love it. So
do they get a chance to come back to Greenville more now that you're living here because they want to see their daughter or sister?
Yeah, for sure. They do. It's always fun. Now it's like my mom just plans trips because I'm here. So it's almost better because we get to spend more time in Greenville. And I think she likes that too.
Before we wrap things up, I got a couple more questions if you don't mind. Are there favorite eating spots, favorite things you like to do in Greenville?
We love Cubby's. That is actually JD's favorite.
Okay. That's a classic.
Yep. We love Sup Dogs now. That's a new thing. Any place that has a good burger, we love. But those are kind of the two big spots that we always hit when they are in town to visit.
What is something that Audrey LeClaire does? I know you have no free time, but if you did have free time, do you like have any hobbies or things that people in Pirate Nation would love to know about you?
Yeah, I go to CrossFit. I try to go to CrossFit like, I don't know, 5 to 6 days a week. But I go to CrossFit Tier 1 in Greenville, and I love the people there. It has been one of the best things that I could have done or joined since moving back here. So I CrossFit. I used to ride horses more than I do now. But then I just love being outside. So running, not really running because I'm not a runner, but walking on the Greenway has also been a new favorite thing for me. So,
all right, closing things out, I did want to ask you a couple more questions. How do you keep your dad's legacy alive in your career and your life?
I actually have a bracelet that I wear to most shifts, and it's got his quote, "If you're going to put your name on something, it better be your best work." And just kind of living out his morals and who he was as a person, just showing up, working hard, being kind, never giving up, and just putting others before myself. So
I remember when your dad, I've told this story to you two or three times, so pretend like you don't, you've never heard it, but I remember meeting your dad. This is a true story. I was working with Henry Hinton, and your dad's first literally public interview was with us on Talk of the Town. And this was 1998, I think, off the top of my head. And he was sitting in a booth with Henry at the Denny's on Memorial Drive. I could show you the booth. That's how prolific this was. And he said he was talking about Omaha. And I tell the story all the time about he's the reason why I started believing that we could go to Omaha. Nothing against, I'm a huge fan of Coach O. Coach O was the coach when I was there. And then I've got a chance to know Coach because of doing this show. And Coach O is like so good to me. So I don't want to sound like I like have anything. He's very special to me. But your dad, it was like, we're going to Omaha like that. And I was like, wow. And I was like 26, I think, at the time, 25. And I had never really, you know, I had always thought about the other schools. You know, you hear about the big school, the quote unquote big schools going. And I had never put East Carolina in that same, I guess, thought. And it was kind of like a dream. Maybe I was delusional, you know, before. And then all of a sudden I was like, wow, when I met your dad, I was like, okay, we can go to Omaha. I don't know if you've, being young, I don't know if you remember that, but that was a, for us in Pirate Nation, that was a really big deal.
Yeah. He definitely taught me that there's no dream too big. So I definitely took that with me. It took me a while to get to where I am, but I just kept my head down, worked hard, and definitely still take that from him of just going for what you want to do.
When I was a teenager, I'll tell you this too, before we wrap it up, promise. When I heard the number 23, I would think about Michael Jordan. I had Air Jordans, blah, blah, blah. I loved Nike back then. Nothing wrong with Nike now, but we're Adidas school. So big fan of, that was my early childhood with Adidas. But anyway, now every time I see 23, anything 23, maybe some people would say Michael Jordan, but I think about your dad every time. It doesn't, I can see the numbers 2, 3. What does that mean to you like that? And does that number, when you see 23, is that special to you?
It is. Anytime I see it, I'm always like, oh, there's my little God wink. So it is super special to me. It's crazy how, you know, a number that most people do relate to Michael Jordan, I relate to my dad, but it is super special.
So this is the last question for you. We know what winning means as far as on the baseball field. What does winning mean to you now?
I think winning to me just means that you are kind of I don't know, in life for me, it's following Christ every day, picking up my cross, going to work, doing good, being the best person that I can be, being there for others. You know, it's not always measured in true wins and losses, nor how much you accomplish in life, but just doing what you can with what you have.
Well, I know that you're going to be out there at the ballpark. We're trying, it's a huge weekend, a lot of pirate sports going on,
yeah,
and the Keith LeClair Classic. So I'm making baseball, women's basketball, and men's basketball. But you better believe I'm going to be at the baseball diamond pulling for hard for my Pirates. And no matter where I am at the stadium, I do have one more question. I just wanted to ask you, now that I'm thinking about it, what do you think about the baseball expansion on third base? We were talking earlier about your dad, and like, I know he had no idea, like he was there during the Harrington field days, but what do you think he would think about that? What do you think about your family about the third base expansion with the observation deck? I'm hoping we're going to have like some condos that maybe we can have somewhere like some of the SEC schools. But what do you think about the third base expansion?
I think it's awesome. I think it's incredible. It's going to add another layer to the stadium. I'm excited. I think it's definitely going to it was long overdue. So it's exciting that things are happening.
Very exciting weekend. And are you guys throwing out the first pitch, I take it, tomorrow on Friday?
I guess. I don't know. I just
you just show up.
I just show up and do whatever I'm told. So.
Well, please give my best to your brother and your mom. And I got to practice, as you said, as Aunt Odd.
Mm-hmm. That is right now, but who knows? She is a little firecracker, so it may change 1,000 times. So,
well, we're really proud of you. Thank you for what you're doing for ECU Health and my day job. It means a lot, and to have you, I was just there yesterday, and things have changed a lot. I felt like a rookie, trying to fill in and help out with the ED on the experience side. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us, and we're hoping for good weather, obviously good times with family and friends. The jungle is going to be rocking. We need as many people as we can get there in that stadium, 5,000 or 6,000. And I hope to see you there at the ballpark. If not, I'll see you somewhere around the hospital around Greenville soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I had fun. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.